This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Ofelia Morales. Date of birth, August 5th, 1968. Case ID number is 469-6280. Date of exam, February 28, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Orthopedic Surgeon Center dated 1/20/23 and a Social Security questionnaire dated 11/14/22. Identifying information, this is a 54-year-old single female with four children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of chronic hand pain, degenerative joint disease of the right knee with osteoarthritis, lumbar sacral back herniated disc, and depression / mood disorder. The claimant is presently unemployed and her last employment date was in 2019, where she worked at a daycare center for 7 years. She also worked at Stripes for 6 months. During that time, she worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives in the house with her family, and she is not receiving disability benefits. Allegations number one, chronic hand pain. The claimant states that in 2020, she was having hand pain with knee pain secondary to osteoarthritis. The claimant went on to have a right total knee replacement on August 31st, 2022. X-rays and MRIs were performed to confirm her diagnosis. She also had a left hand surgical repair secondary to a torn tendon of her left hand on the dorsal side of her hand when she was in a fight with another woman. Her symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she feels daily. Her limitations include being able to walk one block, stand for 5 minutes, climb three steps, and bend over to pick up clothes. She states she's unable to squat. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, use a skillet, button her clothes, and lift approximately 10 pounds above her head with her right hand. She is unable to open up a jar top or sweep at this time. The claimant does have an assistive device, which is a cane that she states she uses all the time and that she brought with her to the appointment. Her physician is Dr. Macri. The claimant is presently on Tramadol 50 milligrams TID and ibuprofen 400 milligrams QD, which she states does give her relief. Her physical activities include sleeping occasionally during the day, going to the grocery store, cooking, and doing exercises for 15 minutes a day. She says she does no other work around the house and does not do the laundry. The claimant has had problems with her left arm as well, causing her problems. Allegation number three, lumbar sacral herniated disc times one. The claimant states that in 1989 she was in a motor vehicle accident and injured her lumbar sacral back area. She states the character of the pain is an achy, stabby pain located in the lumbar sacral back area, which does not radiate down to her legs. No surgeries have been performed or injections given with steroids. Her limitations include being able to walk one block, stand for 5 minutes, sit for 30 minutes, and lift approximately 10 pounds above her head. She is also able to bend over to pick up clothes. She does have an assistive device, which is a cane that she brought with her to this office visit, and states that she uses it all the time. Her daily activities include sleeping, going to the grocery store, cooking, and doing exercise for 15 minutes. Her physician is Dr. Macri, and she did see a chiropractor and received physical therapy for 2 months. She is presently on Tramadol, 50 milligrams. TID for pain, which she states does give her relief. The claimant was diagnosed with a herniated disc at the level of L2, L3, and lumbar sacral back sprain. Her condition appears to be stable at this time. Allegation number 4, depression / mood disorder. The claimant states that in 1995, she started to develop depression. She states that she has had suicidal ideation, but denies any suicidal attempts. The claimant also states that she suffers from insomnia, decreased appetite, decreased concentration, decreased motivation, and sadness. She does have crying spells and states occasionally she hears voices and sees shadows and states that her energy level is low. She is presently on bupropion XL 300 milligrams QD, which she states does help her symptoms. She also denies any anger outbursts at this time. Family history. Her mother is 70 years old and has diabetes mellitus, hypertension, hypercholesterolemia, coronary artery disease, and osteoarthritis. Her father died at the age of 68 from cancer of the prostate and hepatic disorder. He also had diabetes mellitus and hypertension. Medications. Albuterol sulfate, 2.5 milligrams / 3 milliliters. Of the 0.083% inhalation nebulization, Q 4 to 6 hours, atorvastatin calcium, 20 milligrams QD, bupropion hydrochloride, XL, 300 milligrams QD, metoprolol succinic, 50 milligrams QD, tramadol hydrochloride, 50 milligrams TID, and vitamin D, 1.25 milligrams QD. Medical problems, hypertension, obesity, asthma, osteoarthritis, sprain of the left shoulder, depression / anxiety, and hypercholesterolemia. The claimant also suffers from chronic depression with anxiety, esophageal reflux disease, hyperlipidemia, and secondary hypothyroidism. Major surgeries, right knee surgery on August the 31st, 2022. The claimant has also had a C-section times 4 and a cholecystectomy. She also had left ear surgery in 2022, which left her with hypoacusis. The claimant has also had a left hand surgery in 2000, secondary to a tendon laceration of the dorsal hand. Social history, tobacco. The claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol. The claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors and states that she did have seizures 10 years ago. Substance abuse. The claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. physical examination. Temperature is 98.2 Fahrenheit. Weight 183 pounds. Height 4 feet 11 inches. BP 139/99 mmHg. Heart rate 79 beats per minute. Respiration 12 respirations per minute. BMI 37. General. This is a 54-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in mild acute distress. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination, H-E-E-N-T. Could you drop down to after the fourth sentence? The claimant is missing her front teeth. External auditor canals were normal in appearance and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were equally round and reacted to light and extraocular movements were intact. Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snell and vision, OD uncorrected is 20/100. Pinhole is 20/20. Corrected is 20/40. OS uncorrected is 20/200. Pinhole is 20/70. And corrected is 20/50. Binocular uncorrected is 20/70. And binocular corrected is 20/20. Could you drop down to abdomen after the last sentence? The claimant was morbidly obese and physical examination was difficult. Could you drop down to extremities? The claimant has a 17-centimeter vertical scar of the right knee where a total knee replacement was performed. Could you drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert and oriented times three and had good eye contact with me. Her speech was fluent and her mood was depressed for the time. She had clear thought processes and her memory was fair. Concentration was good and she was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patellar and ankle were 2+ bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you please drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was asymmetric, slow, and unsteady. The claimant did come with an assistive device, which is a cane. Her hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal, and the Romber sign was negative. The claimant did not attempt to walk around the exam room without her cane, and but was able to walk around the exam room without her cane. Could you please drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant had no palpable muscle spasms or tenderness, except for the left shoulder, where she does have some tenderness in ranges of motion. No joint swelling, erythema, fusion, or deformity was noted. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine, and the claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is abnormal range of motion, motor and sensory findings, in the left upper extremities, secondary to decreased range of motion of the shoulder, and flexion was at 70 degrees. The claimant also has decreased range in motion of the left knee and strength of both knees, but especially of the right knee, where flexion was only at 110 degrees. The claimant had moderate difficulty in squatting and getting up on her own. Difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table, but with moderate difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on her heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a fairly normal tandem rate, but with a ontalgic gait. She could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices, she requires a cane at this time for ambulation. Neurological exam. Grip strength was plus 5 over 5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical. And biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal. Sensory exam was normal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was normal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting, but some muscle spasms. Muscle strength was plus 5 over 5 for all tested areas. Fine and dexterous finger control was normal bilaterally. X-rays of the right knee, no acute findings. X-ray of the left knee, no acute findings. Lumbar sacral back X-rays, no acute findings. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mild to moderately restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects. She hears with some difficulty from the left ear, but speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction secondary to osteoarthritis, and the claimant has had a right knee, total knee replacement. She is able to heel toe and tandem walk with an ontalgic gait. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is mild to moderately restricted, secondary to shoulder problems. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields and minor limitations in her visual acuity, which has been corrected with glasses. She is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to osteoarthritis with degenerative joint disease of both knees, comma, lumbar sacral back discomfort, comma, and mild hypoacusis. Probable diagnosis is chronic hand pain, dash secondary to mild degenerative osteoarthritis of the hand. The claimant is able to make a full closed fist, pinch, and opposed fingers, and her grip strength is plus 5 over 5. She appears to have mild discomfort of the hands. Number 2, degenerative joint disease of the right knee with osteoarthritis. Confirmed with physical examination, the claimant has had a total knee replacement of the right knee and does have some mild pain of the left. Number 3, lumbar sacral back herniated disc times 1. lumbago basic normal physical exam at this time. Number 4, depression / mood disorder - being treated at this time appears to be stable and well controlled. This is the end of this dictation for Ophelia Morales.